This is Robert Martellacci of C21 Canada. I have the good fortune of having a C21 Shifting Minds moment with Al Rayner, recipient of the C21 Canada Shifting Minds Individual Award here in Nova Scotia. He's a former high school principal and lecturer at Mount St. Vincent University in the Faculty of Education. Congratulations, Al, and thank you for joining me for this moment.
Thank you very much, Robert. It's a pleasure to be here with you. It's an honor to receive such a prestigious award.
It didn't happen overnight. You were graciously nominated by the folks at the Nova Scotia School Boards Association, then put forth your nomination. Jamie Stevens, who was the president and chair of the 21st Century Initiative with the CSBA, put forth your name, and it was highly scrutinized, and you came out ahead. As I said, it didn't happen overnight. It's a process.
Absolutely. It's been a passion of mine since the 20th century, since, you know, we first opened up a new high-tech school in Lockview. I was fortunate enough to be part of the team that opened that up. So really, it's been a 15-16 year struggle of trying to incorporate and gain critical mass for 21st century teaching and learning in all schools in Nova Scotia.
Now, you know, the pedagogy is an important component of the equation. You teach an ed tech course, and it's a critical mass that you need before teachers embrace this notion in a school. And perhaps you can talk a little bit about, you know, some of the initiatives you've been part of where you've seen the tipping point happen. And, you know, it's that innovative mindset. It's not just about technology. You know, pedagogy drives you. You're very clear in your philosophy as I highlighted some of your achievements. And perhaps you can reflect on that.
I think that the goal for me is to get teachers to be aware that we have to make technology an invisible part of our pedagogy. When technology fits, it fits. And if we take advantage of it and how it fits in, we do really terrific things with our pedagogy. If we ignore it when it's appropriate, we suffer. And all too often, we ignore it because of rules or regulations that say we can't use it or we're uncomfortable trying to use it. So by breaking down those barriers and allowing our teachers who are willing to take risks to take risks, we create people who break the ice for everybody else.
You talked about Marshall McLuhan a little bit earlier in our conversation, and perhaps you can reflect on him and how he's shaped the future and influenced our thinking and where we're going on this journey.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you go back to some of Marshall McLuhan's quotes around the medium is the message, or things like we shape our tools and therefore our tools shape us, you can clearly see that there are so many apps and technologies being developed today that are just becoming an intuitive part of pedagogy. And so they fit in very easily for teachers.
Now, Google. Google is one of the greatest innovations of all time, and you talk about that. And I referenced Googleable in one of your comments that you'd made in the, and is Google broken? I mean, that again reflects on Marshall McLuhan's philosophy is, you know, the tools, we create the tools and the tools shape us.
Absolutely. One of the struggles we have is the 20th century model of teaching, of course, was about the teacher was the provider of the information. And that was a commodity in the 21st century. Now, information is not a commodity. Every student that has a device has all the information in the world at their disposal. And so all the hours that teachers would spend giving information and answering questions is available on Google. So when all we do is ask kids questions that are Googleable, we create a discourse that separates what they know and understand from what we know and understand.
Very powerful. That's fabulous. Now, what advice do you offer to a principal? Because principal leadership is an integral part of that transformation and getting all teachers to embrace an innovative mindset, 21st century skills, you know, infused with technology. What do they need to be doing differently today? And is there a book you'd recommend that they might read that touches on this very important subject?
Well, I think that for me, in my career, every decision I ever made was based on what I thought best 15% of my teachers in my school would think, not what everybody would think. And if I made decisions based on the best teachers in my school, then I knew that I could draw the good teachers in my school who were looking for ways to be better further. And to that end, I think that I focused a lot of my energy trying to convince the big bubble of good teachers who've gotten as good as they can get on their own to try to find ways to get better. If you can move the biggest part of the bell curve, the biggest part of the central tendencies, that's where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. So the great teachers have already gotten there using what they know and trying to convince the middle big chunk of teachers how to move there, giving them pedagogical tools and tips. That's how we're going to change education. Not stressing about the teachers who Simon Sinek would call the laggards. Some teachers are never going to change, but the good teachers want to be better, and all we have to do is help them out. One of the things that I would say is that as for books, I mean, I read. I think if you want to lead, you have to read. And, I think that I read almost everything that's out there. There's so much out there. Stratosphere, the Partnership for 21st Century Teaching and Learning has a good book on the market I've just read. The Shifting Minds book that I looked over, it's all good. And everybody offers something different. Common to everything, I think, is an understanding of project-based, inquiry-based learning surrounded by technology where appropriate and finding a way to free teachers to take risks, because those teachers who are willing to take risks, they're the ones that will change our profession. Not they're living it every day.
Excellent. One last question related to faculties of education across the Canadian landscape. You're now an instructor at Mount St. Vincent. You've been there for many years. You have a course, it's a required core course on EdTech. What do some of the faculties need to be doing differently? Because what I saw at your faculty isn't what I've seen at others across Canada.
Well, I think one of the things about Mount St. Vincent University is it is known for innovation. And I think that there is an understanding that, you know, we do teach the way we were taught and we build schools like the ones we went to. And in order to change that, we have to embrace a culture where students own the learning, where just walking in and giving students information and having them give it back to us is not enough. Getting students to find information, to validate information, to communicate and collaborate the information, to analyze, synthesize the information, to evaluate and leverage the information, to apply and interconnect the information, and finally to create and publish something profound is learning that stays with us forever. It will create 21st century learners who are critical thinkers, good communicators, good collaborators, and creative. And that's the kind of work that we try to do at Mount St. Vincent University.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Congratulations on the National Award. That was Al Rayner, recipient of C21 Canada's National Leadership Award. My name is Robert Martellacci of C21 Canada, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.